Simon Memtes. Sheikh Lomer Kriyashma Baal Peh. Voice of Echlet. So that's the Sif. Tells you a lot of Sikhish Baal Peh. Like, why not? Like, what's the Kiddush? Okay. Zot Shulchan Aruch. Avul Gav the Kaimalon Dorom Shepiksavi Torah Shalom Baal Peh. We have a Hal Gemara Halacha that something which is written Biksav, you cannot say Baal Peh. However, called over Shiragam Bashagar Bfiakol, Tosis over there says, this is a Gemara in Gittin, Tosis says that something which is people are very accustomed to say, very, very familiar with, that's mutter. It's mutter to say that Baal Peh. Okay. Zogti Mashabura, Sukkot Nalaf, Dorm Shabik Sab, Summa Mutter Likris Baal Peh. Even though we have a rule, a person cannot say Baal Peh, the Summa obviously is going to be to leave him that he shouldn't be able to learn at all is not expected of him. So we have the trust of Eislas is Lashem Efer Torasecha that he can say Baal Peh. Similarly, a person would be incarcerated and it's impossible for him to acquire Sorim. He can learn Baal Peh as much as he knows. So, Iyatso, Rishar Lomer Baal Peh. Sivkat and Beis. Kosovar and Raz Kalakal, Simon Kuflam, and Hey, Likris Aparsha Baal Peh, Bashosha Shat Kare, Anin Nisr. To read the Parsha Baal Peh while the Shatz is reading, I'm careful. Of any Moichel Acherim, I read it inside specifically, but I do not protest to somebody else. So this halacha that Doron Shmiksav Yitzar Shalom Baal Peh, many learn that it was said specifically in the context of being moitzi somebody. So when you're moitzi somebody in something which is from Torah Shmiksav, you must do it Biksav. When you're learning, they understand the Gemara, then you're allowed to learn Baal Peh. There's always some learning Baal Peh. So if I'm just saying something for myself, that I'm allowed to. So I'm sitting on my seat, and the Balkari is leaning from the same return. I want to read along, and I happen to know by heart, and I'm just saying it with. So the Radva says that I don't do it, but if somebody else does it, I wouldn't have to stop them because there's what to rely on. Okay, and the Birkor learns like that. So, but that is relevant. On the other hand, that's something which you're being much to somebody, then you have to be careful to read it b'ksav. So one example of that, the place I'm talking about is when we say Kiddush Friday night, so when we say the paragraph of Vayechulu is understood according to some, that why are we saying it? We already said it in Shul. To be Moitzi, the Bnei Abayis, we haven't said it. So under this rubric of the Gra, you would have to be careful to make sure you read it inside. Because Dorosh Mitzav, you're being Moitzi somebody, you can't say it Baal Peh.
Why is it nobody else's home?
Then you can say Baal Peh. Lomar Baal Peh, Gimel. Mishadarish Barabim Baharbi Psukim Shabatar, Bakashal Lakapis Bakal Shah, Bakumish, Yene Kwarat Zebra. So he's speaking, and to read Biksav, he'd have to keep flipping around the Chumash, you know, when he's quoting Psukim left and right, somebody has to stop and find the Pasik. It would definitely slow down the Zebra. Efshar Shesh Lahoko, there's what to be lenient in. Ayn Biyuma, Batesha Shishanam, Badir Masal, Baeser, Bateras Rishan, Bateras Basra, Rabir Hagrav, Hiskam, Badin, Bateras Basra. Okay, so where do you find this idea is a more Yuma. Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur read three sections, and he read one of them Baal Peh. He read it Baal Peh because making the whole Tzibur wait while he's searching, rolling the Sefer Torah from point A to point B. So two of them are near each other, and the third. So he introduces it. He says, "Don't think that the Sefer Torah that I have here is missing this parsha. It's here, but we're going to say." He says about that. Tosafot over there says, Tosafot over there asks the question. what happened is the Rosh Hashanah, Yitzhar Shalom and Vapeh. And he seems to say that the case of the Kabbalah Tzibur goes into a valid need of Eis Lassus Lashem Efer Torah Zecher, you're allowed to say Vapeh. If it's shogar, it's familiar to people. When you say sugar, it means it has to be familiar to most people, not that you personally happen to be proficient in it.
That's interesting. What's the svara for that? I mean, because if you know, you can, and you have no other way to learn it, because you don't have the...
No, but I have a siddur. I can read the Kriyashma inside the siddur. We're saying, even though I could read Kriyashma on the siddur, I'm not mechuyev to. Right, that's what Mechaber is saying. Because since it's shogar b'fi hakol, it becomes a normal thing to read b'al peh.
No, I understand, but he's saying that other things that are not shogar, that even if you know it really well, you happen to have memorized, some.
Right, so you can't say that b'al peh. Right, because there's an debrach b'ksav, you can't say b'al peh, so you should read it b'ksav. It's not the case where you have an option. You can read it, but obviously you don't want it because you know about that.
Okay, so we're talking about where you have it available.
Right. The first sif he said, if it's not available, if it's a situation where it's impossible to get it, so there's a have to raise losses Hashem.
Okay.
Right. I mean, you have to find what's called impossible. I'm saying, but the example gave was the person was incarcerated in jail.
you're walking down the street.
So I'm saying Mishnayos. The Rosh Hashanah, you should be read B'Ksav. The Rosh Hashanah, you should say B'Peh. I don't know, so memorize Mishnayos. Don't memorize Iyov. Okay. Okay, you're going Kriya Shema, became Sukkot the Zimrup. Who parses the Talmud? Because the Magen Rama, Ma'ayin Vesiris of Yirush Yesh Deis Chinas Matam Hetar Miris Elu Dvorim Shabbat. There is different ways to explain exactly this concept of saying Balpet. Chen Yesh Yisar Shal Loimer Shum Dabr Balpet. Each one basically, says this is the Hetar, not that. So at the end of the day, so each one is saying the other one is wrong. There are Chaim Kaddish. Says by the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu, by Meir Riva, says there, he brings 10 different explanations in the Mishnah on what the chet was. Each one says the other ones are wrong. So at the end of the day, we have 9 against 1 on each pshat that they're wrong. So we have no idea what the chet is. So each one is saying that the other pshatim are wrong. The chet yesh yisor shel loymer shum davar
bal peh. The other option would be much worse.
What's all the kulas?
No, each one says,
the other one's right.
Mine and the others, they would
right.
Chasam Shom that he did 10 affairs.
Right.
That would be horrible.
So he says, you shouldn't say anything about Peh, Kim, Mash, and Isker, Pai, B'Shulchan Aruch. Unless something which is explicitly decided in Shulchan Aruch, Lekula, everything else becomes questionable. Therefore, everything has to be, you're very careful to make sure that you read something B'Ksav. Fine. The one example which they talk about, Mr. Burr talks about it on the Shabbos, the person's laying, they used to lay, and they used to, they would use candles. So it wasn't an uncommon problem that you would have sometimes wax sitting on top of a covering, it would land on the top of a letter in the Sefer Torah. So if you can't, and at Shabbos, where you have limitations of how you're how to fix it, so you can say that, you say that word bel peh. So there's a case where we're going to be lenient. Shuvas Chavas Yari, when you matalam recall Sefer Tilim bel peh, so we discussed before saying psukim not for the purpose of limud but for the purpose of tefillah. So he says that that's a different heter. So tell him you can say b'peh. The early sheish is mechalav. The lavachi das ha'eter skenim. But groa kapoyskim the dafka lohitzi rabbi nechubos anos. Especially when you factor in the groa and the ter skenim, that this whole issue is only an issue of being mochi to somebody. Okay. Okay. Mutter Zion. Mutter Cherem Abamirosa is a Ksuvim. when you're arguing with somebody, tell them again of wrong. But in the case where you're being moitzi somebody, even if we're at kriyishma or birchas kana, we're pressure somebody, even though it's shagur b'fiakol, even though you're totally accustomed to saying it, you should not rely on this.
Is that because we're concerned that if you do make a mistake now, you're going to be messing up other people too?
Oh, Mr. Marbas,
no, because since the Gra holds the equal differences between moitzi and not being moitzi, he's saying the leniency of shugar before a call is not the main pshat. Tosfos says the main heter is shugar. Tosfos, the Gra is arguing, so he's saying that the Magen Rambam and the Gra both be machriya, not to rely on Tosfos' heter when you're being moitzi somebody.
When is the
Gra svara? The Gra says the only issue is being moitzi, not being moitzi. That's his only issue. Mm-hmm. He doesn't. Shugar is not at a point by him. So even if it's not shugar, it's not being moitzi. Somebody is mutter. So he's being mekel. Shulchan Aruch come along being saying no, the issue is shugar versus non shugar. So comes along. So that creates a kula and a chumra. Right? That creates a chumra that if it's not shugar, even though you're not being moitzi somebody, it's aser. And it creates a kula, even if you're being moitzi somebody, since it's shugar, it's mutter. According to Gra, that's not true. So that's what Shabbat is saying. They're saying that they're not going to rely on, they're not going to accept that half of the thought process. Okay. Okay. Simon Nun. Talma Lomar Misha Zezel Makaiman. Why do we say Misha Zezel Makaiman? Sif Aleph, or one's the only one Sif over here. Kabbal Lishus Acher Parshas Talmud Perak Ezel Makaiman Ubrayis the Rebbe Shmuel. So after we've Parshas Talmud, really we're saying as part of Karbonis, which is the union of that since we can't bring the Karbonis, so there's a, we said before, because I'll say that you can fulfill your obligation by reading about it. But why the parsha of Ezel Makaiman and the Brice of Rishmal, what is that about? Kadesh Yizka Kolel Odom Loma B'choyah Mikro Mishto Gemara. The Brice of Rishmal Hamimakam Gemara Shemedrash Kegemara. So the answer is we want them. We learn Sukkim meanwhile about the Karbonis. Now we'll learn Mishnayis. Then we'll learn something with the equivalent of Gemara because it's the drushes of how to learn things. That's has equivalent of Gemara.
If you just opened the Gemara and just started reading it, that would be considered learning it? You're not really learning this, you're just saying it.
Well, as long as you understand what you're saying, so you have your Mekayim and Talmud Torah. If you don't understand what you're saying, yes, that's true. If the whole reason is because of Talmud Torah, so the chara that means in Beis Avod you can't say it. The same way on Tisha B'Av that says over there anything which is part of the regular standard. Once we're kaveh, this is the standard that we say. It's not considered us. That was Talmud Torah, which they ostered for a novel. Okay.
Plenty of things that you skip aside that the base novel that you say every day.
So it's interesting. That's not because said that's not because of an issue of Talmud Torah. That's because of an issue of certain things. It's not appropriate based on. But this is a question of is anything which is part of Seder Yom is not called Talmud Torah. You're saying because that's part of Seder Yom.
But the way we do it, we don't say it, right? We don't say Kavanah on the
base. I don't know what they do here.
I have to check that Seder.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, Beish Hamedrash Kegemora. The Bocher of Brice is okay. So fine, they had to pick something. So there's many, many options out there. Why was this the section which was chosen? Beish Hitchilas Teres Kahanim. Shum Rosh to call Parshas Kabbonis. So Kavu is still a Kabbonis. So if you open with Teres Kahanim, the first thing in Teres Kahanim is the Brash of Rishmol being presented as like an introduction to the different drushes we're going to be saying. So therefore, it's connected to Kabbonis, so you put it over here also. Because there's a pasuk, it says that we bring karbonos, present them to Kadosh Baruch Hu in his, wherever, in all places. It's a pasuk in.
Malachi,
yeah. Is that true that we do it all over the place? What does it mean? So wherever we learn about these halachas, we're equipped to bring karbanos there. One of the Mephoreshim says, Mishabur quotes this, that there's no Mechloikis mentioned in this parak, and to Mishabur and Moshe Messina. Now, the truth is that it's a little bit difficult to understand, because the Gemara says, Behedja, there are some points there where there are Mechloikis about, in Parak Hezom Mekarmen, but at least in the Mishnah, nothing is presented as a Mechloikis, and so I don't know. Never understood that.
Pshat. There is machlokes there.
The Gemara does bring some points which are debated in the Gemara. The machlokes don't know about them.
And Eze Makan is a Mishnah?
Eze Makan is a Mishnah. Yes, there's no machlokes in any of the Mishnah. Yes.
Oh, so where's.
But in the Gemara, there are the Gemara says that certain points of the Mishnah are totally machlokes tonight. What do you understand, Svi?
What's mean the beginning of the Torah of Kohanim is the Rabbi Yishmael runs?
The beginning of Torah, there's a medrash called Torah Kohanim, which is a halachic medrash. We call it the Safra de Beirav, Safra. Where it goes to all the psukim and it explains the different halachas of karbonos based on the psukim. It starts off with the brayso of Rishmol.
So for that reason,
so it makes sense to put it over here. We're talking about, we said karbonos anyway. We need to say something, so we'll pick that section.
That's specifically on Vayikra.
Torah Kohanim is specifically about Vayikra, right? I mean, our halachic midrashim, there's Mechiltas on Shmois, Safra is on Vayikra, and Sifri is the Bemidra and the Vorim. And Safra, the Beirav, is also known as Torah Kohanim. It only works if you understand what you're saying. If you don't understand, you better learn something else or learn how to understand this. Okay? It doesn't count as limud. By tefillah, you don't understand the words, but you're coming to talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's fine. Saying words of Torah as for limud, when you don't understand what you're saying, that's not called learning. So they're not going to be learning anything else the whole day. So they have to be taught and explained what they're learning about.
Mishnah, we do Eze Dvarim She'en Lahem Shiur. That's Mishnah too. How do you exit for learning Mishnah from that?
Same thing, yeah.
So you do it twice then?
Correct. Well, see. It's a good question. We saw before in Hillel's Birchas HaTorah that there was the Shulchan Aruch did not pass on the Yermuchiv and Sedel's Psukim over there. The Shulchan Aruch's presentation.
Oh, he's a Dvam.
Right. He said, he said it was Nachon to say, it wasn't the Chiv government to say those.
And this is?
This is part of Seder HaTfilah.
I'm saying, but this is more of a Chiv than Eli Dvam Shein Lam Shir?
Yeah.
I would venture to say there's more people saying that than this.
Many things like that in the world.
Many more.
But that's right after Birchas HaTorah, so is that the whole idea, that to say it right after Birchas
HaTorah? Well, that was his whole discussion. You see from the Rishonim that they did not learn immediately after Birchas HaTorah. Mm-hmm. And they relied on the fact that you're planning to learn later on. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then they should ask why. And then Tosis says, you know, it's not a bad idea that minute, but some people started to say some sukkim afterwards. That's how Tosis, you know, Tosis over in Brochus says it. So Shulchan Aruch says, yeah, it's not a bad idea. But nobody said it was the more, until the more, it's not a chiyuv. Mm-hmm.
So when Tisha B'Av, a person who understands the meaning of Ezim Lekamim, should just say it without thinking about it?
No, that's what you're saying. That's what you said before. Anything was part of Seder Yom.
Doesn't matter.
That what didn't go to Israel, Talmud Torah by a novel. Because of a shloah, Kishar Me'ez El Mekarman El Bemem Malikin or Pita Mekhtarish Yasek Kol Nigin De Mishnayis Ayin Shama. Okay, so you know, if you're used to saying Mishnayis in a certain tone, you should really say it in that tone to indicate you're doing a Mekhtaris, you're having limit over here. There's interesting Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav says that by Torah should be chsav, even if you do not understand that you do fulfill the din of limud, because there the words itself is the kviyas. There's words of Torah Shabbal Peh. The main point is the idea. Now we have to use the words obviously because that conveys the idea properly. But if you don't know what you're saying, that's not called learning. But Torah Shabbal Chsav, it's the words itself. Even if they don't understand that you will fulfill them in Talmud Torah. So. Sometimes it's better for certain people. They would talk and just learn Torah Shabbat itself. Whatever. Okay, I didn't say anything.
We won't repeat it.
Yeah. Okay. Simon.
I sat on the tank.
Dinei tefila min baruch shamar ayishtabach. Sif aleph. Amrim min baruch shamar kadam sukkah the zimra ayishtabach acharim. So we say a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. Mishaburus the cotton aleph. The Baruch Shemar said, "Was that Tiknu Ach Shekinas Agdoila? Are they Piskos Shendovim in the Shemaya, but Zul Kotzer Boy?" So we know brachas in general were Niskan from Ach Shekinas Agdoila. So these brachas included, but we have a Masara that they were given direction from Shemayim that these ideas should be said. V'yeshu Pezayin Tevis. It has 87 words in it. Simonai Roshay Kesem Pause. But Salomon Rosh Hatfila Hu Bracha Shall Pei Zayin Tevis. So that the Simon is, it's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. It compares the individual that his head has this very pure gold color. So, but over here it means that the Rosh at the beginning of Tefila has a bracha of 87 words. Okay, in Ligroya below the Hosef Al Pei Zayin Tevis. You should make sure that you don't change the nusach. Menachal Amr Be'umad Vafila Be'achidi. You should say it standing. Preferably to say it's better to say it's proper to say it standing. Baruch Shaitzitzi Shalafonu Be'Shas Amiris Baruch Shomer Be'Lachar Gemar Baruch Shomer Yenashkem is a meaning to hold your sitzes and to kiss them. I'm not sure what the reason behind that is. Okay. Then it says befe amoy besegel. Mishaber paskins that the not befe amoy but befe amo, which is the nusach svar that does like that. And batish bochos bechirik. Not bitish bochos with a shwa. Batish bochos. Okay. Base im siyam baruch shamar kadam.
Chirik is on the top.
Right, it's supposed to shua, right?
How could it be read with a shua?
Tishbuchos. Not Tishbuchos. Tishbuchos is Tishbuchos.
I don't know how you would read it with a shua. Two shuas. I can't even imagine.
Meluch Mahulo Batish. Batish. It's a padach under the base.
Right.
Batishbuchos. Right, that's what he's saying. Don't read like that. Okay.
Don't read it like
what? Okay.
Don't read it.
Read it with a shechirik.
Read what with a shechirik?
What we're talking about. Sif Beis. Im siyim baruch shomer kadem shesayim hachazin ayna acharav amen. So if you finish baruch shomer before the chazin finishes, if you finish at the same time as him, you don't answer amen. Mishmur points the Birlach points out love after the chazin. Even a person next to you will be the same thing. There's no din of a chazin really over this point in time. he's not being made to you. So if you finish Baruch Shem before the person next to you, and you hear him finishing, you answer Amen, even though you haven't started the Pesukah Zimra yet. So if so, theoretically the word Amen is the introduction between your Baruch Shem and Pesukah Zimra. But you would answer Amen. Okay. Okay. Zog the Mishnah If you have not finished the paragraph, you do not answer Amen while you're in the middle of the paragraph. Number one, that which I'm telling you that you cannot answer Amen, the paragraph of Baruch Hashem really is divided into two parts. The first part is just introduction, then there's the Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Right, so from that point onwards, when you say Baruch Atah Hashem, then you can't answer Amen anymore. But earlier in the paragraph, you could. Miskilah Shivcha Ba'alma, which is different phrases of praise to Hashem, and that's Mutar answer Amen. Now, B'chol Tadafkun Yin Amen Shal Baruch Shemar Oy Shal Yishtabach. This halacha that you have a limitation of saying Amen in the middle of the Baruch Baruch Shemar, that's specifically about the Amen of Baruch Shomer or the Amen of Yishtabach, which are about Pesukah Zimra. So you're saying that paragraph, you do not answer Amen. Abba Shar Amenim, but Amen for other brachas, Masik Amagan Ramasiv Katan Gimel, the Mutalanus Afila Be'emsa Birchas Baruch Shomer Yishtabach, Kimen Shlehuskar Brachas Uba Gemara. You can answer Amen to other brachas in the middle. So why? Because this, even though we have a Masoret Sanhedrin Sagdal, it's not a Gemara brach which is mentioned in the Gemara, and other brachas which are mentioned in the Gemara, you have a chiyuv to answer Amen to. So there, that's going to trump this bracha. So the bracha Baruch Shomar, and you're answering Amen to bracha Baruch Shomar. You're in the middle of bracha Baruch Shomar. The same Mamar Shach. If it's a bracha, I shouldn't interrupt. If it's not a bracha, what am I answering Amen to? Right. So then I can't interrupt in the middle. But if it's a different bracha, the fellow next to me says, I understand the sechavi, he's a little bit late, or I'm a little bit early, and he says, Shalom Sani Goy. So you answer Amen. I'm in the middle of the paragraph, but you answer Amen. Now, Ach imhu oimi be'achar tevis baruch atah Hashem, kadam shasiyah melech v'lo batish b'chois, because chayel v'osu l'olanus. You can't interrupt the middle of a sentence, because then a kalkal l'gamre is a bracha, because then you're going to, you said baruch atah Hashem for no purpose, you lost the whole thought. So that already would be saying Hashem Hashem for no purpose, and that's also to do.
What's the name of batish b'chois b'chayim?
You know, see, maybe we'll catch me later, okay? Gimel, Chazin. Avli Messiah, me Mechazin, me Basah. Chaz lo yana omen. Let's say if you're behind the Chazin, you're still in the paragraph, you don't answer Amen. If you're simultaneous with the Chazin, you don't answer Amen. If you finish before the Chazin, you'll answer Amen. Why, if you finish simultaneously, you do not answer Amen? The near kaino amen acher b'chayis the chaimel the raise the maguna. The more says the person answers amen after his own bracha is considered an improper thing to do, and therefore even if somebody finishes simultaneously with you and you're answering amen after their bracha, but it looks like you're saying amen after your own bracha, and therefore we don't do it. What in the chol brachas adin kain? In general, that's the rule. Any bracha which I will finish simultaneously with somebody else, I do not answer Amen, with the exception of Levad B'Yishtabach, at the end of Yishtabach, or Yalucha Acher Halel, or Acher Sherem Mo Yisrael Lo'ad. After these three brachas, Yishtabach, the end of Halel, and the end of the Birchas Kriyishma at night time, Yimsiyim B'Shavim Mashatz, O Yimadam Acher, O Yimadam Amen. If you finish simultaneously with somebody else, you'll answer Amen. Why is that? Okay, because the Harbor Post can see a filo acher birchazatz. These are exceptional. You do answer Amen after your own bracha. You say Amen after your own bracha. The same way in benching, we say Amen after B'nei Barachimov to be indicative of the fact that that's the end of a set, a seder of brachas of the brachas of benching. So we're also at the end of Yishtabach. That's the end of Pesukah Zimra. So that's the end of a section. So you say Amen. Or the end after Hallel. Or after Birchas Kriyas Shema of the nighttime. Theoretically, after Birchas Kriyas Shema of the daytime, you would. But we don't, because we're not masters between the Bracha, Gula, and Tefillah. at nighttime we are masik between gula and tefillah, so you should answer amen. So these three places, it's the end of a seder, end of a hopeful thought. Theoretically, we should answer amen, just like we do in benching.
Some people do answer amen.
And therefore, Mishabura says, I know that's sweet. Yes, that's true, sweet. Yeah, that's what he just said in Mishabura. So there are many hold that you do say amen in this situation. Even though we do not do that, in the case where you, if theoretically it's mutter according to some shitas, and you finish simultaneously with somebody else, and you're answering amen to his bracha, we will rely on those opinions that you can answer amen in that situation. Now, theoretically, we could have taken this idea and extrapolated. So, if I'm finishing different brachas that person, so I can't answer me either, because it looks like I'm answering after me on my own bracha. So that, not, because that, you know, it's clear that you're responding to this other bracha which is being said. But over here, we both said the same thing. So what am I saying amen to? I'm just saying amen to my own thing, it sounds like. So that, the Magen Avraham says, that's mutter. And he does quote in the brackets, the Yad Aaron says, even other brachas, you wouldn't answer amen in that situation. So we've addressed the issue of why you're allowed to say amen. It's not considered that you're saying in the middle of the bracha you can't answer amen. Sometimes you can't answer amen. You finish earlier, you can answer amen because there's no problem with that. Well, why isn't it a hefsek? Between your bracha, person says, what's the lachem in Haaretz? And the guy next to him says, Brepe Agafen. He says, amen, and then he eats. You can't do that. You can't memasuk between how much lachem in Haaretz and eating. The guy said, Reper Govan, that's wonderful, but I can't be mopsick. So I finished early, and he says, I say amen. Excuse me, what are you doing? You're mopsick between the bracha and Pesuk and Zimra. Achrab amen. Will I have hafsik ban a bracha of the dover? Why don't we consider this an interruption between the bracha of Baruch Sha'amar and the dover over here, which is Pesuk and Zimra? So he answers, from the Beis Yosef, the Pesuk of Zimra, Shevachu, Amen Shevachu, Kain Zimra, B'loi Havi Hefsik. Over here, the Amen fits into the whole thought. It's what Pesuk of Zimra is about, so it would not be considered an interruption. However, if you would speak at that point in time, after the Tzarek Lachs of the work, Meshum Hefsik, Afilo Mila Achas Havi Hefsik. But other interruptions would be considered a Hefsik. And you might have to go back and make the bracha again. Minerally, the fees that I feel of Ishtika Toiv, Lord Chachilas, Allah, Lisha Tarba Bentayim, Ayn Simon Reshvav, that whenever the din of Hasek, even standing quietly, is not improper, it's not proper to do for long periods of time. So, how long is considered more than Kadaydibra? Yes, Kadaydibra, really, you shouldn't be waiting. So really, theoretically, a person should say Baruch Shamar, and if he finishes early, go start Pesuk HaZim already, and then answer Amen when the Chazim... You can say Amen to the Baruch Shamar during Pesuk HaZim, so you might as well just go ahead already and then answer Amen afterwards. Okay, Gimel, Sif Gimel. Acha Yishtabak Yechol Anas Omen Acha Baruch HaZatzimoy. Ein, come on, Simon Reish Tesvav.
Before the Shteach Tzibur finished.
Yeah, if you finish way beforehand, you shouldn't stand there quietly, the Mishabur is saying. So the Shulchan Aruch passes, you say amen after Yishtabach, and that's what the Sfardim do. And the Ramah sends you to look at the Simon Reish Tezvav, that Mishabur says, hey, Simon Reish Tezvav, the Shami inspired by God, the Minogeno Shalalana Soman. We don't do that. Ashkenazim don't do that, Sfardim do that.
I think maybe somebody Sparty once explained to me, maybe it was Rabbi Erzman, that the common theme there by Yishtabach and Yehaluka at the end of Hallel is it's the end of a section, signifying the end of a section of davening.
Correct.
I guess that's why we do say Amen in benching.
Correct.
In the third bracha.
Okay, Siftalad. Sarkli Zoyer, Milahafsik, Medibur, Mishiaska, Baruch Shomer, Ad Seif Shmanesre. So, person not allowed to interrupt from once he starts Baruch Shomer, till after Shmanesre, a person is not allowed to speak with, you know, certain greetings, etc., Mutter, etc. But otherwise, a person can't speak. You can't speak at that point in time. Okay, so what's that about? Let's see what we can do over here. Vav lizoyer the baruch shomer havi bracha shalitnei psukah zimra yishtabach havi bracha shalacharei. There's a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. So, in between, you're supposed to be. It's sandwiched by this bracha, and that's so there shouldn't be an interruption between the bracha and the item, not before or afterwards. So talking between is will function as interruption between the bracha, as it were, and the item. Okay. Ben Yishtabach Yotzer Haloy also Lahafsik. The Yerushalmi says you're not allowed to talk between Yishtabach and Yotzer. Yotzer is another name for Birchas Kriya Shema. So when you finish Yishtabach, before you say Birchas Kriya Shema, you can't be Mafsik. You can't. Okay, so that's not an option over there. And then from there onwards is Birchas Kriya Shema, which you can't interrupt, and then you can't interrupt between that and Shemoneh Esrei. So it comes out from here till after Shemoneh Esrei, you cannot interrupt. Wherever this minute, that minute does not have a good source, that we have a right to rely on that to be interrupt in Pesukah de Zimra. Okay. So you can't interrupt. So Mishabura points out Sif Kut and Zion. Kom Wakam Shasala Hafsik, a feel of Losh and Kredit Osir Ladabir. Now the Mishabura pointed out, the Kredit pointed out, there is this mistaken notion that people have that if you talk in Losh and Kredit, it's not a Hafsik. You know? So it's like something like Nitzel Shabbos Karet type of an idea, you know?
Yeah. Interesting, I never heard that.
What?
Yiddish I could understand, but why Losh and Kredit? I'm kidding.
I got
all,
that.
All very popular.
We'll see certain cases where you are, do interrupt. A person goes to the bathroom, or a person is allowed to greet somebody. There are cases where halacha says that you do interrupt. When you do interrupt, you do what you need to do is to create a bracha. If Chazal said that these psukim are to be said with a bracha prior and a bracha post, and you're going to interrupt, so you have a bracha prior but nothing afterwards, because you're talking, and then that interrupts between this paragraph and the bracha bishtabek at the end. So what we're going to do is we're going to create a semi bracha afterwards. Mm-hmm. So what do we do? So before you speak, you say these psukim. You say those four psukim, which we say, that constitutes as a brach at the end, but not including by Yivarach David.
Okay, this is from Marif? I'm sorry, where is this from? I mean, Yivarach David is in Pesukah de Zimra, but.
No, the psukim of every single morning after you finish the halalukas, you say that Baruch Shem Elohim Domain, Baruch Shem Etzion Shem Shalom. Those four psukim, you say those four psukim, and then you interrupt. Then, Kishachayzul Haslam Melakim Shaposuk, Yemer Gam Kin Elo Psukim. When you start again, you say again the four psukim. Tavi Kimay Bracha Lifnei Melachareim. So that acts as the bracha which closes whatever you said until now before you speak, and then it acts as the bracha to start, which will then end with Yishtabach after you've spoken.
It's like a buffer.
Acts like a buffer. Yeah. Okay. So you shouldn't be mafsik b'dibur. Ches. Okay. Philip Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemoy, Oster Lermer, Kiman Shalai, Huskaber Gemor. Even though we it's brought down, you should say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemoy, when you say Hashem's name in a Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu, Napping Yotze, that you're here. But you would not interrupt Pesukah Zimmer for that purpose, because that there's no Gemara which mentions you have to do that. The Moshe Dershow points out that there is a Gro which says that there's a Makarfred and a Gemara, but it's not. The Gemara doesn't say it was a Chiyuv Gomer. Avamein Mutalanas Al Kol Bracha Sheshemeya Filabem Sipsosos Kapsukah Zimra. A man you can answer, because a man is really is Shavuot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which belongs here in Pesukah Zimra, and there's a halacha you're supposed to say. So you can't look at it as an interruption. However, you only can say it Imhu Malkam the Salkanyan. You shouldn't interrupt the end of a thought in the middle of a thought. You have to finish the thought and then say Amen. Mechen Kol Birchas Ador Mutzah Levarich. Birchas Ador is Mutzah to say in Pesukah Zimra Kamo Yashay Yatzar. Achar Si Yisrael, a person goes to the bathroom, he would say Yashay Yatzar. Mechain Lanas Moedim Drabonon, they can answer Moedim Drabonon, Mechain Lanas Kriya Shema Yim HaTzibur. If the Tzibur gets the Shema, of course, so he would say with them, Sarach Shikri Mahem Pasuk Rishon, Kare, so he reads the first Pasuk of Kriya Shema together with them. Now, regards to saying Baruch Shem Kamal Chosel Lelom Bo'ed, you say that also. He would say that also. So you'll answer Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu. Now, that which we answer to say Kaddish, it's not the amains at the end of the Yeshua Marabba and Hosea Sholem. Those are precautions.
It's just, I mean, Yeshua Marabba and.
Well, you know, you saw Shema Marabba, amain. Right, then Yehesh Merabo, Amen Yehesh Merabo, they don't say Brichu, Baruchu, Brichu, and you do say Amen, Darion Ba'oma. But the Amen's afterwards you don't say.
Also, Lucas Shevach on like lightning and thunder?
You could say, right? Now, the Mishnah we'll talk about it later on. Now, let's hold it here. Just interesting question.